What do you imagine when you think of first aid training? Gauze and bandages? Maybe CPR? How about mental health? Communities across the country have received federal funding for mental health first aid training programs. Reporter Caroline Lester visited one of those programs in Litchfield County, Connecticut to learn more.
Let's see, severe dementia, stroke, gingivitis doesn't want to, and paraplegia.
All of the participants in today's class are standing in a line, holding cards with physical and mental diseases on them. They're supposed to arrange themselves in order of the severity of the disease, with gingivitis on one end and severe dementia on the other. Sprinkled in there are people holding cards like moderate anxiety, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia.
So you can, why don't you reorder yourself when you're here?
This exercise is supposed to teach people to think of mental illness like any other disease. Severe depression stands next to metastatic breast cancer. Mild depression and osteoarthritis are down at the other end of the room. It's Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and the class is packed. There are teenagers, grandparents, people from all over the country. Everyone is here to get certified in mental health first aid. The course is 8 hours long. It's a mixture of lectures, role-playing, and exercises.
Can someone read the definition?
By the end of the class, people learn what mental illness looks like, how to reach out to someone in a crisis, and where to get help. Valerie English Cooper is teaching this training. She says we should think of mental health first aid in the same way we think of CPR. You don't need to be a doctor or a psychiatrist to save someone's life.
So just as in CPR first aid, cardiologist isn't going to be there when somebody's having symptoms of a heart attack, but a community member might.
I'm speaking with English Cooper outside of Torrington in Litchfield County, Connecticut. As I drove through rural farmland on my way to meet English Cooper, I passed through town centers with lots of signs advertising drug and alcohol counseling.
Since April, we've had 11 overdose deaths in Litchfield County.
That's John Simoncelli, a drug and alcohol counselor. He says that because Litchfield is a smaller, more rural county, it doesn't get as much attention or help in battling the opioid crisis. But they need it.
If someone is in need in a more rural area, it really limits their ability to access that care. So if they live in a place like Falls Village, or if they live in even a place like Goshen or Salisbury or one of these areas that's relatively remote in the northwest corner and they need mental health services, who do they call? How can they get there? So that's kind of why it's unique, and that's one of the reasons why I think the opioid epidemic is very significant in our area.
Both Simoncelli and English Cooper see the opioid epidemic and mental health care as two sides of the same coin.
We know that what drives addiction are some underlying causes, like trauma specifically, other unaddressed, undiagnosed mental health concerns, like depression or anxiety. And in order to adequately treat addiction, we need to address those underlying causes.
Simoncelli runs a private practice in Torrington. He's been a drug and alcohol counselor for more than 10 years, years that have seen big changes in the field.
It's gotten worse everywhere. So the opiate problem has been a problem throughout the entire country, and in Litchfield County, it's certainly gotten worse.
But Simoncelli says there are some silver linings to that increase. For years, someone with a substance abuse disorder couldn't enroll in a mental health treatment facility.
You know, I say all the time that I think the one good thing that's going to come out of the opiate crisis is that people are finally starting to really pay attention to mental health. And they're no longer, well, they still are, but to a lesser extent, separating mental health and addiction.
That may be true. But President Donald Trump has a budget that proposes cuts of almost $326 million in mental health and substance abuse prevention programs. Programs like the one that Valerie English Cooper leads in Litchfield County. She says these kinds of trainings offer communities the rare chance for people to help their neighbors get healthy before they turn to drugs.
If we can support individuals who are struggling in some way, if we can intervene early and get people the support and connection they need, that might help stave off an addiction.
So far, English Cooper and her peers have trained 1,000 people in Litchfield County, or a little over one person per square mile. That's admirable, but she says there's still much to be done and only 12 months left to do it. The federal grant runs out next September. Until then, she'll be holding these trainings regularly. Caroline Lester, WSHU News.